looking at his screen, just like, oh, thank God.
Yeah, that's pretty good. You should ask him on the show.
We'll take that. Now that we're friends.
Everything that we've ever said about Kamau Nanjiani on this show.
Welcome to Punta Vista. It's a bonus episode. You know what that means. It's time to take a load off. It's been a long day here at the Punta Vista Hype House. We're chilling. We're relaxing. And we're inventing portmanteaus like chillaxing that we believe to be new and are congratulating each other about. Kenny Loggins' first solo album, Celebrate Me Home, is playing on the Bluetooth speaker, and I've just lowered myself into the official Punta Vista brand hot tub. Lucy's here. She's taken 6 grams of melatonin. She keeps coming dangerously close to slipping beneath the warm, undulating waters. Lucy, what's that?
6 grams. No, that's too much. That's too much. So I assume you mean 6 milligrams, but
no,
that's also
too much. You wrote 6 grams in the chat last week.
Did I really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, wow.
I was like, that sounds like a lot.
Jesus. Hey, I'm just going to go in the ground for a bit.
Sounds like a lot, but I don't want to judge a woman for what she's doing.
Yeah. It's graveyard time.
Just
yeah. Goodbye to everybody.
Tentatively typing, yes.
Yes, please.
You've
yes,
earned
yes,
it.
Bitch.
Yes.
Just having a golf ball sized melatonin. Because I'm really looking to relax.
It's fine. It's natural. It's all natural. I work so hard.
Yes, right. You deserve it, queen.
Thank you.
Coming out of the sliding back door of the Punta Vista Hype House with 4 tiki mugs filled with frozen pina coladas, he's taken off his signature short shorts to reveal an even shorter set of shorts. Just like Sarah McLachlan, he's building a mystery. It's Ben. How's it going, Ben? Come on in. The water's fine.
I'm slowly revealing the mystery, I feel. And the mystery, of course, is what do my balls look like?
How much shorter could the shorts get? And yeah. Where's he keeping those things?
Where are you hiding those? There's nowhere left for him to hide.
They're huge but completely flat.
When was the last time we were in the Punta Vista Hype House? I remember a relatively recent intro, but I can't remember what happened in it. What were we doing in the Hype House?
Probably doing some hype shit.
We just do so much. It's like you lose track of all the crazy shit that you're always doing.
Yes.
I think we're supposed to be doing really hype stuff in the Hype House, but a lot of the time when we get back here, I kind of just want to put something on Netflix. You know?
Something stupid. Something that I've seen before that's really dumb.
Just something easy to watch. I want to open up a few packets of Mr. Beast Feastables.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And just chillax.
Bad Boys 2.
Hey. Bad Boys 2.
Get Feastables. On in here. I'm 10 minutes into Bad Boys 2. There's some ice cold Schlitz in the fridge. Yeah.
Oh, you can catch me up then. You can catch me up on the plot. Cool. And of course now, because we do share one Netflix subscription in the house, but you know, we are all in the same house, so it's fine. We have different accounts and everything. But
well, that's
finally,
why we moved in together, to share the Netflix account.
Mainly. It's mainly a cost-saving measure.
That shit adds up. It's like $1 million bucks now.
And at some point, renting this 14-room mansion is going to pay for itself, I believe. But we can finally do a Happy Gilmore marathon.
Yes.
You know,
previously, you could just do
a second one.
A unathon.
Yeah, we were just watching the first one over and over and over. Yeah. And now we can mix it up a little.
You kind of do a podcast on each one, each time you watch it as well.
Yeah.
I think it might be
the
greatest
second
idea,
worst
of all time.
Idea of all time.
Who is that I hear climbing over the side of the hot tub with his bathing cap and water wings on? It's Theo, and he's ready to float.
Yeah.
What's happening, brother? You ready to
look,
just...
Look, a lot of people die from falling asleep in hot tubs.
Yeah, especially if they've had 6 grams of melatonin.
Do you want my floaties, Lucy?
Yes, please.
You guys could share. Both put one around your neck.
I was so close to buying a house with a hot tub. It could have been me.
You'd have to take care of it.
You have to take care of it. That's
a
big
curse.
Factor.
It's
in
a
it,
monkey's
right?
paw
Cause,
scenario.
Because they get stinky quick.
They well, get that, nasty.
Yeah.
Elna so badly stuff going wants in it. A small body of water to splash about in. Mm. Like, yes. for.
Get her one of those plastic shells.
When
yeah.
we were
yeah.
looking for
put her out
for
in the
a,
backyard.
Just hit her with the hose. Wriggle around. Yeah. When we were looking for a house. We made an offer on a house that had a pool, and we were like, yeah, we could like fix this up, make it real nice. It'd be a lot of fun and everything. And I think my parents were like, yeah.
You don't want that. You don't want that in your life.
To a pool. Yeah.
You also live in a place that is very cold for probably half the year.
For more than half the year. Like Brisbane barely gets warm enough for me to get in the pool.
My auntie and uncle, who are some of my auntie and uncles who live in Brisbane, they have a pool, and my auntie is in there, I reckon, like maybe 10 months a year, you know? She's always in there.
We got to commit if you've got the pool, right?
Not here, though. Not in Canberra. So I think over time, we've kind of revised it from Eleanor wanting a pool to wanting like a plunge pool, because you can make them pretty small. And then at some point it was like, what if hot tub?
Because what about a bath? What about a nice bath? Use a
hot tub all year round, you know? Warm that bad boy up.
You can use a blow-up pool anytime you like. You can just blow that thing up. Fill it with water from the hose.
Yes.
Yep. You can drink a clamshell out
while you're in there.
And then you can drink out of it.
Yeah.
What are we, Gen Xers? Sipping off the hose without fear? Not me. I'm scared.
I'm scared, but I want to die, so I'm joking.
I'm sipping every day.
Come on, man.
That's a joke. I don't want to die anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm terrified of it.
Hey, water from the tap. Drinkable in some regions, not in others. That's some regional bullshit. It's time for regional bullshit.
Regional bullshit. Every little town has got their own bullshit. Regional bullshit. Every little town has just got to have it.
This comes to us from WMBB in Panama City, Florida.
White men, big balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Easily the top 59th most searched term on Pornhub. Too hot.
They should WMBB. That's why it's got the acronym, because it's so common. It's so popular.
There's a lot of typing otherwise.
It's okay to specify what race you're looking for if it's for porn.
Oh, you could be into BMBB.
Yeah.
Yeah.
LMBB. Latino men. Big balls. Obviously. Oh, yeah.
It's time we had a WMBB Hunter series.
Hey, how come they're allowed to have a Panama City in Florida?
It's a great question.
Someone should.
It's a question someone needs to ask.
For that. Yeah.
I guess so. Oyster eating contest culminates 12 days, 12 ways oyster countdown. I think they're using the word culminates wrong in a way that makes this sentence.
It doesn't make. What do you mean?
Unpassable. Yeah. Yeah, like something doesn't culminate something else. Something culminates in something.
In something. Yeah.
For the last 2 weeks, Destination Panama City has been celebrating the oyster, along with many local restaurants.
Okay. Yeah.
It's called the 12 Days, 12 Ways Oyster Countdown, and it wrapped up with an oyster eating contest on National Oyster Day.
Perfect.
That's so fucking disgusting. I'm sorry to the oyster enjoyers out there. That is unholy.
Yeah.
I need to know how many oysters were eaten in this contest.
You're going to find out.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, oyster is a nasty gimmick food.
No one actually enjoys it, right? They're lying. Everybody's lying about it.
You can't enjoy it surely with that look or that texture, that smell, right? Like,
my friend was...
That's going to bother everyone else as much as it bothers me.
Okay.
my friend last week was coming to stay with us just overnight. And he'd been at his parents' place at the coast, a couple of hours away, and he'd been at Bermagui, and he was like, "Yeah, so I'll be there. Anything I can bring or whatever?" And I was like, "No, we're fine." And he's like, "Well, good seafood here. I'll bring some oysters." I was like, "On the bus?"
Yeah, I was gonna say like driving them in the car.
No, or? He was catching a Murray's coach. From Bermagui to Canberra.
Is this going
to
bring a bag of oysters?
I believe it took 4 to 5 hours.
Is your friend Trapman Bermagui?
Don't know who that is.
The viral fisherman? the Bermagui fisherman internet celebrity?
He is not, but he did arrive at our house with a little like cooler bag and a pillowcase from his parents' house filled with fresh oysters.
That's
and a,
fucked.
And an oyster shucker. And he sat there and shucked a whole bunch of oysters. And my beautiful wife, Elna, ate like 30 of them before dinner.
Is she all right?
She was absolutely fine. I think I had one and I felt so brave. Yeah. I felt like such a
and
big
And we're
boy.
Proud of you.
Yeah. I didn't like it, but...
Why would
I'm
you?
I'm still like, nasty. Oh, there goes
Nobody does. Yucky. Everybody's lying and being deceitful to look cool.
Oh, I did put a bit of the... I did put a bit of a Twisted Worcestershire hot sauce that I have on there.
That sounds nice.
That's my style.
Twisted Worcester?
No.
Twisted what?
Sorry, I have some pretty big news for you guys.
Oh, breaking news, would you describe it as?
Yeah, he's not Trapman Bermagui anymore. He's rebranded to Trapman Australia.
Oh, he's expanding his horizons.
He's gone national.
He's gone global. He's gone national.
Yeah. You guys would have seen tons of his posts before.
Who?
Would I?
Trapman Bermagui?
Speak up.
It's, you know, it's just sort of like viral sort of phishing posts.
I don't think I get those.
No, I've never seen them.
I don't have them on my internet.
Okay, interesting.
I don't get that. I don't get those.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are kind of more city folk. I'm kind of a person of the sea, raised on the water. My formative years were on the water.
It's just what happens when you open Instagram.
I don't think that's available through Mortel.
No, I don't. I have a non-algorithmic Instagram because I don't look at the
And that's why you're getting Trapman.
No, I knew him from his Facebook posts, which I guess were algorithmic.
Oh, wow.
The only viral fishing related posts that I get are from Hood Fishing Entertainment.
What which, is that?
That is a black guy with big dreads and a lot of chains who just goes around fishing out of ponds, local bodies of water.
See.
He seems to be good at it. But that's out. About it. He seems the gimmick seems to be guy you wouldn't expect to be fishing in the pond at your local golf course.
Do you guys know about the guy that will leave an unattended boat on a trailer in a place where it's not being looked at by anyone, but he'll lie in the boat and he'll wait for someone to go and like hook it onto their Pajero, and the moment they do it, he stands up and throws raw whole chickens at them.
Excuse
Not familiar.
Me?
You guys never seen that guy before?
Raw whole chickens?
Like a whole raw chicken, I guess, yeah. And he's like, people... he says like, fuck off your dog, stuff like that while he's throwing, throwing raw chickens at him. But I think he's like only wearing Speedos or something.
I feel like there's better ways of like security for your boat.
Guy who throws raw chickens at boat. Thieves. That
you
should get me what I want.
Dream or make this up.
I didn't because I learned about him, forgot about him, saw a bumper sticker related to it, and then remembered it. Throwing whole chooks at fishermen. You know what they say? A chook a day keeps the fishermen away. Willem Powerfish.
Willem Powerfish.
I don't think that's his birth name.
I am so far from land right now. what are you talking about?
I think he wears a lucha mask while he does it as well. Willem Powerfish. Power. Yeah. Known among locals as sort of an urban legend. Yeah.
Right. But also a real guy.
Well, yeah. And he throws...
Yeah.
He's throwing real chickens.
Yeah.
And he's throwing real chickens.
There's all sorts of stuff on the internet, you know? You guys are always
looking
at it.
Again, not my internet. Not through Launtel. They don't deliver those
got different stuff on Launtel.
Oh yeah, different
you think,
stuff.
You think your ISP stuff. Is controlling the types
yeah,
of
it's like Netflix
viral posts
or,
that you
or,
get?
Or,
yeah, you can sign up for one kind of internet.
Mine doesn't have the viral fisherman meme package.
Oh man, this is he's got some great bumper stickers. There's one that just says "Get the dog." Another one says, "Have you seen the 3 meter flatty?" Have not. Might be talking about his penis.
Oh, we're back to the first guy.
No, we're still talking about Willem Powerfish. And he's got one where there's a whole raw chicken with a big fishing hook through it. And it says, got the dog of a cunt with a whole chook. And he's got another one where it's a lucha mask. And it says catch and release, but release is crossed out. And it says fuck underneath.
Jesus, what do you mean? What do you mean by that?
Very aggressive.
Very aggressive
public
stuff. What if we were just kind to one another?
Yeah.
Well, by the same token, what if we didn't try to steal each other's trailers?
That's what I'm saying.
You know?
You know? In some countries, you steal a man's trailer, you get shot. In this country, you get a $8.99 Woolworths uncooked whole chicken thrown at you. Who can say what's better? I think it's wrapped. He's not taking... I don't know, actually. Right? I don't know for sure. I don't know why I said that with such confidence. I have no fucking idea. I don't reckon I've seen one of those videos for like 5 years. Four competitors gathered Tuesday morning at Hunt's Oyster Bar in St. Andrews to see who could eat the most raw oysters in 5 minutes.
I'm going
to
say it right now, not me.
Yeah. Wouldn't be me.
Take me out of the running.
I don't think anyone gathered at St. Andrews Hunt's Oyster Bar was like, I think it's going to be Andrew Law.
This guy's going to eat two oysters. Watch him.
Yeah. And he'll make the face that, like, you ever see somebody in like a meeting in an office who's yawning, but they're very like craftily keeping their mouth closed through the whole yawn in an attempt to disguise it. But you know what's going on.
It makes it look like they're sort of like frowning almost.
Yeah. They think they're being crafty, but you can tell. And that's everybody looking at me and being able to tell that I'm not enjoying my two oysters.
With your head in your hands, just saying, I'm just like the tiredest I've ever been.
A second oyster?
Every time the guy with the mic says the word oyster, you visibly gag. How many oysters? This guy ate the oyster eating competition.
How many oysters do you think you could eat in 5 minutes, Ben? As it seems like the only person on the show who enjoys oysters.
Oyster enjoyer?
I had some delicious oysters when I was in Peru. And previously, the time before that I last had oysters was when we finished the last Bolf. Phoebe, Ben, and I went out and we had steaks and oysters, except for Ben, who doesn't eat steak or oysters because he is vegan.
What did he have?
Oh man, it was actually pretty grim. Just sides. It's a classic vegan shit. They didn't have anything good to offer him whatsoever.
Sounds like a real treat after all his hard work.
Yeah. Oh, and he also wasn't drinking, so Phoebe and I were having champagne, and he was. It was kind of cruel now that I think about it in retrospect.
So you took a hardworking friend out to watch you enjoy yourself.
Yeah, Phoebe and I had a great fucking time. Yeah. I'm like ambivalent about oysters. I think being in the right set and setting for oysters can be very powerful. But I think if you don't go into it with the right set in the right setting, it can be a nasty experience.
I see.
And tell me,
it's like ayahuasca.
I've always wanted to know this, Ben. After you had 30 to 40 oysters, were you filled with the urge to, did you want to, you know.
Ah, because of their aphrodisiac quality.
Were you inspired to, you know.
I feel like
we still believe that.
We've abandoned the concept of the food-based aphrodisiac.
I feel like that was hammered around in the 90s and 2000s.
Yeah. I reckon peaked in the 80s.
Didn't work for Mr. Bean,
though. Still kicking around in the 90s. Was there a Mr. Bean episode where he's trying to make himself want to have sex?
No, there was a Mr. Bean episode where he ate oysters.
Yeah.
Does he become inexplicably horny afterwards?
Because the oysters have gone bad in the heat. Oh, no. And so he has to take... so he gets very sick and he goes to his room and he gets the sweat, so he takes all of his clothes
off.
He's
got a huge boner and he's vomiting.
And for some reason or another, he goes to look for something outside of his room and the door closes behind him.
Oh, no.
And he's
sweaty and horned up.
And nude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But it didn't make you want to, you know, grump
fuck
the sleeves.
Mr. Bean?
Not that I recall. Fourth finished 68 oysters. Isn't that huge? That's a lot of oysters.
Yeah.
Third slurped down 75. Second ate 79.
I'd be a little mad if I was third place and they characterized me as having slurped down the oysters when everyone else got to eat and finish theirs.
Why am I the slurper?
Yeah, kind of sloppily.
Chosen based on observation. The other two just did it with grace, and number three was just like
sucking them down.
Fourth finished 68 oysters. Third wolfed them up like a hungry dog eating trash out of the gutter.
Lips pressed down against the plate like one of those pool cleaners.
Went third sloppy place on them things.
Third place demanded an oyster trough.
The winner was Panama City native Angel Colonel.
Great name.
Oh, yeah. That is Colonel, wonderful. Like the military rank, not a grain of... You know.
That is an anime-ass name.
Angel. Yeah. Well, you know what? I Googled Angel Colonel because I was hoping there'd be a video and we'd maybe see whether there was some interesting pronunciation happening on here. I found out that there is a character called Angel Colonel in a Fallout 4 mod, and there is someone whose username on EVE Online is Angel Colonel.
Maybe it's them. Maybe it's a made-up name.
I think it might be Angel Colonel. And then I was like, maybe this is like a Spanish name, but generally the rank Colonel in Spanish is the Coronel with an R. So I don't fucking know. Angel Coronel. Who knows? Colonel ate 111 oysters in 5 minutes.
That's fucked. Boy. In 5 minutes.
That's so many oysters, and that is such a big margin of victory.
Yeah.
You would have to be really slurping them things down at that point.
I think even if I could cope with the sensations, like, you know, the sensory input, I just don't have a glizzy gulper.
Yeah. We know that about you.
I'm very narrow in the throat.
Yes. Gag reflex.
Gag reflexes.
Extra. You got extra gag reflex.
Yeah. Aftermarket gag reflex.
Having one installed.
Yeah.
That's just like...
Had a smaller joke pipe put in.
This is a joke pipe, not for cocks.
Not for cocks, no.
That's 32 more oysters than second place. You know, we got like 7 between fourth and third. We got 4 between third and second, and then 32.
She didn't even have to eat that many.
You could have stopped.
I guess you're not counting. You're hammering them down, right?
Yeah, plus you want to get the record.
Because if it's in a time frame.
True.
I'd love to know the format in which they're giving you the oysters.
Yeah, I'm wondering how they're getting them in. Yeah.
Now, I'm not the resident numbers man of this podcast. We all know that, right? So I'm going to ask you guys to check my numbers here, right? Five minutes, 60 seconds per minute, 300 seconds.
Correct.
Yes. Right?
111 oysters into 300 seconds means 2.7 oysters per second.
Yep.
They can't have been in the shells. Like,
no, other way around. One oyster
removed,
per 2.7
right?
seconds.
One oyster per 2.7 seconds?
So we're going oyster tooth tree, oyster tooth tree.
Okay, that's more than I think if they've been shucked and maybe they've loosened them up out of the shell and they're just ready to slurp, right?
I think it's a stack of slurpers. I think they're shucked in the half shell, stacked and ready to slurp. Yeah.
Stacked, shucked, and ready to slurp.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming you are not expected to get like a fork or a little spoon and loosen it from the shell.
No, you're throwing it back.
Yeah.
You're knocking your head back. And ideally, you're keeping your whole throat open so that the force of it passing through your lips doesn't require a secondary movement to swallow it down. It's just
just sliding down.
Lip to throat. The tongue not doing anything. Straight down.
There's got to be some kind of expert method here where you, spend 20 seconds jamming as many of them as you can into a pint glass and then just opening the throat and putting them down there.
Big glass snot.
Well, it might be the Joey Chestnut method. Because, you know, where like his is just you fill your mouth with the glizzy and the bun and all that jazz. And then you take a big gulp of soda. Mm-hmm. And then that sort of washes it all down in one go.
Mash it up into a nice paste.
Fuck, he's nasty. I mean, I respect him, obviously, but like to watch him do his craft, it's very upsetting. Awful.
In the same way that obviously I respect all executioners.
Yes.
But I don't want to do the job myself.
Yeah.
100%.
It's like watching dog surgery. It's probably necessary.
But should I have a crack at it? Maybe not. Yeah. Something bad could happen.
For her gastronomic accomplishment, Angel received a destination Panama City gift bag and a $100 gift card to Hunt's Oyster Bar.
Fuck. So she can get some more oysters?
More oysters. $100 at the restaurant she was already at in the eating competition? That's what she gets for eating 111 oysters in 5 minutes?
Be real funny to just immediately order some more oysters.
You guys got oysters?
Any real weapon is taking that gift card and just putting it straight back into the hand.
Oysters.
March your ass into the kitchen.
Oh, man.
Shuck those
bad boys. These oysters paid dividends.
Destination Panama City organizers say they hope to make this an annual celebration and competition. I don't think anyone's ever beating this. I don't think anyone's coming in next year if you do it again.
Insane.
She posted ridiculous numbers. We were talking about how we're already halfway through the year, and a lot of people were talking about Christmas in July, and there's the 12 days of Christmas, but really it should be the 12 days of National Oyster Day.
Yeah. Stupid things to
we're all always saying that.
The 12 days of National Oyster Day.
Oh, my God. Okay, so you were saying you don't think anyone's going to beat this, right? And I'm like, but what if a pro? What if a pro hears about this and comes?
A Chestnut, a Kobayashi.
Yep, a Sonia Thomas, the Black Widow, you know. So, oysters. The record is held by Sonia Thomas, who has eaten 47 dozen Acme oysters in 8 minutes.
Okay.
Pardon? 47 and then with a dozen on
just
the
say
end.
Say the
there.
Number.
47 is very American, isn't it?
I think they come in dozens.
Oh, that's just how you get an oyster.
And the short form record is held by Patrick Bertoletti, 39 dozen Acme oysters at the New Orleans Oyster Festival in 8 minutes, 2011. What is a Rocky Mountain oyster?
That's sheep's testicles.
Oh, I see.
Isn't it? Like from Fletch?
No, I think you're right. I was trying to figure this out.
It's not an actual oyster. It's something else, right?
Prairie oysters or calf fries. Dish made from bull testicles.
But are prairie oysters the same as Rocky Mountain oysters?
Yeah.
Okay. Because somebody ate a lot of them too. But 47 dozen oysters in 8 minutes. That's
the equivalent of 352 individual oysters in 5 minutes, which is... That's so fucking
way more.
That's so much oyster meat.
That's so much.
You can't feel good after that.
I don't think
that's
going to make your body feel good, right?
This has become the horniest anybody's ever been in the history of the world.
Really, it should be 12 days of National Oyster Day because there are 12 oysters and a dozen.
Oh, so, that's so clever, dude.
So we just decided a dozen days, a dozen ways, said President and CEO of the Destination Panama City, Jennifer Vigil.
Hang on. Can we rewind there? So there are the same number of oysters in a dozen as there are everything else in a dozen?
Yeah, except for bread rolls.
12 except bread rolls. Yeah. They're the exception that proves the rule.
Correct.
I wish I knew what the other ways were. I wish I knew about the other ways they have them. Kilpatrick.
Scotch.
Yeah.
What's scotch?
I don't know. I might have made that up.
So we're up to one, huh? Well, let's say raw. That's the other one.
Yeah. Smashed with a hammer with all the shards left in.
They got ones with jalapenos on them at Panama City, Florida.
Wow.
Imagine that was on a garlic
I'm bread. Going to be a hater here. I don't think anyone enjoys them as much as they say they're enjoying them.
You think it's a
people
put-on.
That are like, oh, I could eat oysters for every meal. Like, you're lying.
This is kind of also what, like, 19-year-olds say about, like, wine and coffee. And cheese and stuff.
No, I'm saying it now.
Yeah.
And I just, April spritz. It doesn't taste good. It's bitter.
April spritz?
Whatever. Don't.
Yeah. Now, there's a business
idea. I'm not
idea.
Ordering it because it doesn't taste nice. It tastes
January
bad.
January has April showers.
What if it was an ape that gave you an April spritz? National Oyster Day is always celebrated on August 5th. Vigil says Destination Panama City is already planning on an even bigger event next year. Yeah, you're going to have to fly out some of the heavy hitters.
Yeah, no one's going to beat that apart from a pro, a professional. Yeah,
who apparently could do it by like an unbelievably significant margin.
Yeah, just walking in and ruining the whole deal.
See, this is...
You could get destroyed by Sonia Thomas, also known by her nickname the Black Widow, and the leader of the Four Horsemen of the Esophagus.
That's really good.
Pretty good.
That's nice.
Good. I think sometimes it's better just to not You know, this idea we have in capitalism of just constant growth. That's what we need. Ooh. Everything, if yes. you do well at something, you have to constantly yes. make it bigger. Like, that's the point. Once something is good, you make it bigger, you expand on it. How about you just keep it where it is, you keep it at the same level of scale so that it's locals coming down. Angel Colonel comes down and has, you know, 110, 115, whatever, and everyone goes, that's fucking crazy.
That's the most anyone could eat.
Everyone tries harder.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, what if I beat Angel Colonel next year?
Whereas, because you've I'm flown start training. In fucking Joey Chestnut and he's going to have 300 of them, now everyone in town goes, you know what?
It's not that interesting.
I'm not even going to fucking bother. Who cares?
Fuck off.
Keep things kind of special, you know?
Yeah.
Just between you and the other people of Panama City.
Keep Panama City weird.
Yes. Keep Panama City oyster eating competition low stakes.
Right. Foreigners out. Yeah.
Yeah. Protectionism. Hey, I bet after eating 330 to 350 oysters in a 5 minute space of time, you would maybe want to be once over by a doctor. We have a doctor here and we ask her all sorts of questions. It's time for Paging Dr. Lucy.
If you find that you are having a little relationship trouble, just to pick up your telephone and dial it on the double. You call 1-800-317-5155. Now you're paging Dr. Lucy.
This comes to us from r/cuckoldpsychology. Ah. Cuckold fantasy in Balkans. Hi there. What do you think about this fantasy in the context of the Balkans? Are there any couples who actually practice it? I'm from Bulgaria, where people tend to be quite conservative, and I believe that's true for most of the Balkan region. What's your opinion on the matter? Are there other couples from Bulgaria who are also into this?
I mean, none of us are European, so we don't have any weird, like, anti-Bulgarian racism that we can lean into.
We're not like one of those friends you have where they're from a specific part of the Balkans and then occasionally their parents will say something truly terrifying about people from
we should kill everyone from Moldova.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, okay, I don't know enough about it to know whether what you're saying is good or not.
Yeah, I'm sure some stuff happened in the last couple of hundred years that would make me say, wow, that is bad, but I don't know about all the stuff. And I'm not willing to offer an opinion.
They're all over there getting cucked in North Macedonia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We're cucking in Macedonia, North Macedonia.
In North Macedonia, yeah.
I don't want to start any shit on Macedonia because like those people could
North
be pretty.
North Macedonia.
Any of it. I don't want to actually, none of it. Cyprus, whatever those guys have got going on. Don't want to talk
real
about
real cucks
them.
Are over in Armenia. We all know that.
Oh,
we
I don't
all know
want to
that
say,
much.
No, we can't mention Armenians again.
We can't mention Armenia.
Handled that poorly last time. let's just pick a Balkan nation that has never had any strife.
Yeah. Right. Quick,
yeah.
Just
one of those ones. There's no stereotypes about them. There's no other nation that thinks poorly of them.
Yeah.
How about this? I think that all the guys in the Balkans are not being cheated on by their wives.
I just don't think that's true.
Is no, this guy asking whether it's like it. A particularly Balkan mindset to want to be cucked?
Or that it's
to not be cucked.
Maybe the opposite.
Yeah.
That they'd be surprised to find out there was Bulgarian cucking going on.
They want to be out
there. I
think
what they're saying is that they are interested in cucking and being cucked.
Yes.
But that's not the done thing in Bulgaria.
But it's a very, it's a very socially conservative place. And so maybe there are, they gotta check out those stats they do on Pornhub every year about like the search terms for regions.
Yeah. Where do we think the biggest cuck country is?
That's America.
That's the US,
100%.
Right?
100%. Like there is just so many layers of psychology happening to the American brain that for most of them, getting cucked is the only way that they can achieve completion.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Just because of what's happening.
The culture
there.
Around the insecurity and the. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the US.
The stuff that was in American Beauty, that sort of stuff has sort of made them so that they.
It's permeated the American mindset.
Yeah. They just kind of. It's got to be like a cuck situation. Whereas I think. I'm going to say probably a lot of interesting sexual arrangements happening in Bulgaria.
No doubt.
A lot of sex clubs. I'm going to say there's a lot of sex clubs in Bulgaria. And when you have sex clubs, people with mutual interests have conversations that lead to arrangements.
Yeah.
I don't think this person has to worry at all. In fact, there was a comment in to this post that was just someone saying, yes. That's it. One word. Yes.
I like that. Get straight to the point.
That's very nice. Their username started with Sophia as well. So I was like, all right, that's Bulgarian-ish.
That's Bulgarian. Balkan-ish.
Yeah.
That's a Bulgarian name for sure.
You ever sometimes forget that a country exists until you hear it mentioned and you're like, oh.
Yeah, like most of the Balkans.
Yeah. I don't think I thought about Bulgaria at all. I'm going to say minimum 2 years until today when I saw this post. I was like, oh, Bulgaria.
One of our Bulgarian listeners is going to get very angry.
I fucking hope
send us an email.
Please. This is whenever I find out we've got someone in a country that's not America, Australia, the UK, you know, one of the boring ones, I'm like, thank you so much. Why are you listening to this?
Yes.
It's really rewarding. If you're
very strange.
Bulgarian, you know what? Even if you're like second generation Bulgarian, I want to know. Tell me about your beautiful culture.
Yeah.
What are you eating?
Wheat. Bulgur wheat. Is that that thing that they have?
But yeah, that's all they're eating over there in Bulgaria.
Yeah. No.
It's probably just another form of goulash, right? It's like their goulash.
They've all got a goulash. We invent goulash. I don't think you did. No one knows where it came from.
No one knows.
No one person invented goulash. You know, lots of people arrive at the same things around the same time. It's called morphic resonance. Yep. 1.1 person somewhere in what would become the Balkans figured out goulash. And then in the same time, just from how our brains are sort of like antennas, lots of people started making goulash, paprikash, things of that nature.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you are like an extremely mad Serbian, in which case, who thinks that their like great 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 grandmother invented it, in which case she did.
Yes. Yeah.
She did, and I'm not arguing.
Well, hopefully someone tells us about Bulgaria. That would be an update to something we talked about. We talk about other updates to stuff that we've talked about in oh shit, it's an update to an old news story.
Oh shit, it's an update to an old news story.
So this is an update to something that we talked about way back in this last week's bonus episode, which I believe was called The Buses Our Vines. We talked about a Dutch man in Enschede who is like a couple of centimeters away from having the world record for the tallest ever sunflower. Like we're at the point with his story where he just needs it to unfurl, like the head of it to unfurl, and then we will know the final height and he will find out whether he has had the tallest ever sunflower. Now, this isn't an update on his story. This is just something else that I saw today that I thought was quite interesting. This is from WANE in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Clover, the record-breaking sunflower, continues to grow. Gardener attempts world record.
All right.
So we've got one sunflower on the precipice in the Netherlands, and then over here in Fort Wayne, Indiana, we have another one. At the same time, I've never heard anything in my life about a world record 9 meter tall sunflower. And then all of a sudden, twice in 1 week, different parts of the world, morphic resonance.
And they expect us to believe this?
It's coordinated. They planned this.
Come on, they planned this.
For unclear reasons. A local gardener's sunflower is reaching new heights and possibly a new world record. Alex Babich, local extreme gardener, started growing sunflowers 6 years ago. It started as a hobby with his kids and grew into something more, breaking US
big
records.
Sunflower.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Breaking US records and beating his personal record with clover, a sunflower that's still growing. Clover has unofficially beaten the US record and now the North American record, and they have just one more foot to set a new world record.
Oh So it's still a foot off, but still growing.
It's still growing, whereas the other guy's has tapered
off. It's done growing. Okay.
We're just waiting for the unfurling.
Ah.
The city has come to Babbage's aid to get a cherry picker to protect the sunflower from squirrels.
Oh, my God.
How's the cherry picker going to help?
What do you mean?
Is there a guy in the cherry picker with a gun?
He's up there with the gun all day?
I think it might be just a guy to go, ah, da, 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 da. Ah,
ah, ah. Get out of it.
Piss off.
Get out of
it. Fuck off. I guess they go on git in America,
go on git.
Probably.
Yeah, in America,
they probably don't say get out of it.
Git. Yeah.
And also to support its growth. So the cherry picker is for dual purposes. Babbage would be the first American to bring home the title, representing not only the country, but the summit city.
Yeah.
Kind of in the reverse order. Wouldn't you start with a smaller thing and then go to the bigger thing from there?
Especially when the first thing completely envelops and encompasses the second.
Yeah. It sort of swallowed it whole.
Mm. Slurped it down.
Yeah.
Grunted it, Sliz.
Oh, come on. What are you fucking doing? No,
Jesus. No.
Why'd you have to make it weird?
Quote, I'm really proud. I'm from Ukraine originally. You know, we immigrated back in 1991. We escaped Chernobyl. We came here and we started living in Fort Wayne, said Babbage.
Sounds like you should be doing an accent, actually, Ben. Like, not a super pronounced one, but still.
I don't know how I would feel about it at this juncture. I haven't been reading a lot about the stuff that's happening over there. I don't know where we're at.
Also,
no, I think they just want to be represented, you know, hear themselves represented on an Australian current events comedy podcast.
Yes, that's what representation is that matters, hearing a Ukrainian accent done poorly by an Australian podcaster.
That's right.
So Chernobyl happened in 1986.
Yeah, they just escaped.
They just escaped.
The skin of their teeth.
Skin of their teeth. I think the damage might have been done by then.
Right. I was thinking we escaped as in they got out ahead of it. We escaped as in they were within the exclusion zone and got out.
Yeah.
They were in the sarcophagus.
We escaped in a sense, yeah.
Interesting. It's been fantastic here and we just have so much support right now. It's really, truly, you know, they support us and we're like, thank you. We would like to give something back. So let's bring this record to the US. So there are these two different stories we have. We have the old world, the Netherlands, guy who's been growing these since he was a kid because he used to do it with his mum or his grandma or something. He's been doing it his whole life. You know, he's a Dutchman doing a Dutch pastime passed down to him by his Dutch relatives. And then we've got this guy. He's an immigrant bringing his beautiful culture to America.
Yeah,
he picks up
a
hobby
new world
6 years ago.
Struggling to be born.
Slouching towards Bethlehem.
That big belly.
I think this is a great example of what America can be. This is the promise of America.
American excellence. Napa Valley. Californian wine. You know?
Syrah. Yes.
9/11. Gulf War syndrome.
The Columbia disaster. Pacific garbage patch.
Yeah.
This is a beautiful story. This is a guy who came into the land of opportunity and he's trying to make America proud.
Yes.
Isn't that beautiful? I'm rooting for this guy.
Beautiful.
Fuck that Dutchman.
Fuck that Dutch guy.
You old Dutch piece of shit.
Oh, a Dutch guy grew a sunflower.
Yeah.
All right.
Real creative,
what's next?
Well
done. What's next? A record for wearing clogs?
Yeah. Why don't you go build a windmill, you Dutch fuck?
Oh, you grew a flower in the flower growing country? Fucking congratulations.
Yeah.
This guy fucking shot his way out of the exclusion zone, got on a plane under an assumed name, went to Fort Wayne, Indiana, and now he's growing something beautiful for America. And it's not political. He's not doing this for Trump. He wasn't doing this for Biden. Mm. He's doing this for America, for what America truly is.
Yes.
For the Statue of Liberty. That's who he represents.
Yes, for freedom. Mm-hmm.
For
Statue
freedom.
Of Liberty.
For Eagles. Hulk Hogan.
4th of July. Hulk Hogan's memory.
For the memory of an orange racist. Someone's got to do it.
Babbage says the world record wasn't even his goal until a few days ago with the sunflower growing 6 inches overnight.
That's so good. He wasn't even thinking about it. And then he's like, oh, yeah, like, I guess.
Oh,
cool.
Shit. Let me just crunch the numbers here.
That could be me.
I'm about to fucking crush this Dutch fool. I'm going to cream you, brother. I'm going to cream you at Sunflowers.
I feel like there's a Dutch cream potato joke in there somewhere. I'm not going to make it, though.
You can assemble it at home.
Yes.
Like
yes.
IKEA furniture.
Yep, yep. It's like the... Nope, keep going.
Wow. He recently reached out to Guinness World Records to have them come out and measure clover. Now, I am a little apprehensive that he hasn't had a, like, official measurement done by a beer company yet.
What if he's been eyeballing it? And when they get there, they're like, that is actually 7 feet tall, so. No, I thought it was way bigger.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he might have got confused. The Imperial and the metric and stuff, maybe.
Yeah,
he
easily
might be,
done.
Might be wildly off.
Oh, I thought it was like 30 meters tall. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for wasting your time. I can pay you for the fuel.
Hey, maybe he was wildly wrong and this whole thing is a scam. We talk about scams in Scam Watch.
Warning, warning. Someone has successfully or unsuccessfully attempted a scam and must be judged. This is Scam Watch.
This comes to us from WYOU in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
You.
Who are you?
$3 million lost after Pennsylvania woman falls for porn purchase gold bar scam.
Hey, we've all been there.
Yes. A man was arrested after police said he was found scamming a woman out of around $3 million during a fake pornography purchase and gold bar scam.
Fake pornography purchase and gold bar scam.
Yes.
You're mixing a lot of things there.
The pornography fake purchase is fake. The gold bars are real.
Hmm.
The scam is real.
It also makes it sound like the police got there just as she was being scammed out of $3 million, like she's reaching into her pocket.
Yeah.
And the police, like, come in swinging their bobby stick. Whoa, whoa, what's all this then?
You're scamming this lady, are you?
You're scamming this lady out of $3 million in a porno gold bar.
Fake billion. Pornography and gold bar.
Fake porno, real gold scam. Yeah.
What sense is the porno fake?
Oh, you'll find out. In June, detectives began investigating a fraud scheme that spanned both Lehigh and Luzerne counties, and a victim was identified from Upper Milford Township. A 68-year-old woman told state police that in January she had received a computer notification.
Mm-hmm.
Great sign. Wonderful. What does that mean?
On your computer?
A fake pop-up came up in a browser window?
Boop.
Oh, my computer's trying to notify me of something. She received a computer notification that someone had used her bank account to purchase $18,000 of pornography, police say.
Excuse me?
Hold the phone.
That's so much pornography,
that's
madam.
So much? What do you even get for that much money?
Like, if you're going to one of those boutique-y places, you're getting a lifetime subscription for way less than that.
Yeah.
$18,000 of what? Physical pornography? DVDs?
Maybe. DVDs, VHS.
So. Magazines, VHS.
Magazines.
CD-ROM. Hentai? VCD. Laserdisc. Oh, maybe it's Blu-ray pornography. When they do those like special releases, they've done a rescan of the film. It's probably like $100 a pop. You bought 180 Criterion
it's $100
porno.
It better be a special Blu-rays. Release.
Criterion porno collection.
Oh! the victim didn't seek help because she was embarrassed by the accused's purchase of pornography, the release stated.
How do you mean? Yeah, how do you mean, like, that the other person bought, like, you're secondhand embarrassed about the lie?
You're so caught up in the shame around enjoying the pornographic arts that the idea that somebody else buying $18,000 worth of porno getting somehow attributed to you, you're like, oh no.
I don't want them to be embarrassed.
Mercy.
No one can ever know about the 18 large worth of porno.
As long as someone's having a good time.
Man, you've been on this earth for 68 fucking years. And like, you're not willing to say either, you know what? I didn't actually spend $18,000 on porn. Or to even say, yeah, it was my 18 grand of porno.
Yeah.
I'm making it sloppy in there.
I'm comfortable with myself. I'm getting sloppy with it.
Yeah, I'm having crazy nights in my goon cave.
I purchased $18,000 worth of pornography, as is my right.
I have a 70-inch OLED TV, and I'm watching $100 a pop, two-disc Blu-ray, special edition, high-res 4K scan porno re-releases. And yeah, I watch it with the commentary track on.
You know what the computer notification was? It was one saying, Britain passes law to require ID to access pornography on the internet. And this person said, not me.
Yeah.
It's not going to be me.
No. Well, if they can do that there.
$18,000 of Criterion Collection, beautifully filmed pornography. Oh, you know the DP they got on this DP? He's incredible.
That's really good. That's nice. She thought if it could happen in the UK, it could happen in America. I'm logging on to vinegarsyndrome.com and I'm buying every 4K porno they've ever re-released. Beautiful scans.
They have an incredible new scan of The Green Door. I'm getting it in every available format.
Yeah, that's what she's doing. She's gone through the classics. Green Door, Deep Throat, Debbie Does Dallas.
What's Green Door?
Oh, one of the first art house porno movies from like the 70s. You got to watch The Green Door. You don't have to watch The Green Door.
I'll watch it tonight, yeah.
You got to watch The Green Door. Yeah.
I'll log it on Netflix.
She's buying rare releases of the Italian Stallion softcore porno starring Sylvester Stallone before he got his big break as Rocky.
You know? Quasi-moi?
Never heard of the Italian
Stallion?
You
never heard of this?
You guys knew about the Italian Stallion? I thought we just called him that because he was really muscular.
No, well, I thought that was his name. Pornography he was in.
What?
Sorry, it was actually a piece of, I think, softcore erotica named The Party at Kitty and Studs, which was then re-released as The Italian Stallion after the 1976 release of
post-hoc,
Rocky.
Post-facto.
Yes. Yeah. The film deals with the sex life of a young New York City woman, Kitty, and her boyfriend, Stud, starring Sylvester Stallone as Stud.
How about that? Okay.
Stud is brutal and oafish, but Kitty is enamored with his sexual performance.
All right.
Emmanuel, that's another one you'd get. The original 4K Vinegar Syndrome.
You're also paying to stage your own production of Rochelle, the fictional erotica from Seinfeld, you know?
Yes. Yeah. The Cousins Dangeroo. It's all there. this is a tactic that scammers use to get victims to comply, officials noted. The notification included a number that the victim could call to speak with the fraud department at her bank. Oh, man. That's good. Guy just answers instantly. Fraud department? Yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
Police said when the victim called, she spoke with someone who pretended to be an agent with the Federal Trade Commission.
Okay.
Who answered the number of the fraud department of your bank from a number that popped up on your computer. The scammer said her bank account had been compromised, advising the victim to remove the funds from her account and purchase gold bars, the release states. The scammer
told... If you get a call from your bank... Or if you call your bank and they tell you to take out all your money and buy gold bars,
like,
you do it.
No one's... How do you tell your meemaw or your peepaw that no official with the US government or no person at your bank is going to ask you to put your money into gold bars?
Yeah. You're going to want to put it into iTunes gift cards.
Yeah, that's right. They're way easy to carry. Just what, like, I think maybe one of the leading causes of these scams is chronic boredom. People are neglected by their shitty kids and their shitty grandkids. Ooh. And then they feel like they're being swept up in a spy movie because some guy's like, oh, shit, they're onto you.
Yeah,
you got to get that shit out of the system. You got to put it all into gold and then meet me at the train station.
That's a fun day. Yeah.
Right? You suddenly feel important. You feel a thrill for the first time in ages and then...
Take your Meemaw out for a day.
Oh, my God. Yes.
You know?
Especially if she's got $3 million in the bank.
And she's horny as fuck.
That's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't know anything about how like loans or home loans or whatever work, but like you can't just tell the bank, hey, I want to remortgage my house so I can get $3 million in liquid cash to buy gold bars.
Maybe in America you can.
Yeah,
maybe.
Probably. They had all
maybe
that
you're
strife.
Free to take out all your
they
money.
They had that strife.
Where the bank where they, let you do anything. Yeah. And then everything kind of went bad. But we bailed those guys out.
And turns out you got a check. Turns out they learnt that you got a check.
Yeah.
Like what the if the loan is for something and also if you can pay it.
Yeah. But we bailed like the people out who like they took out the loans they weren't able to take
that
out.
That made
right?
it a little oopsie.
Yeah. We sorted those guys out. Thanks. Thanks, Obama. Yeah.
Hey, poverty's no effect.
Yeah.
The scammer told the victim she should give the gold bars to couriers for safekeeping.
Huh?
Yeah.
There are so many steps involved here. I don't know where we are.
Isn't there a simpler way than the porno and the gold bars and the fraud and the FTC and the bank and the couriers and the gold bars and the porno?
So why they buy the porno?
But then someone used your bank account
to buy porno.
18 grand worth of porno, of real weird stuff.
Real weird stuff.
Freaky
and nasty
shit
stuff.
From some of those other countries.
So, mm-hmm. Therefore.
Yeah. Someone's in there and you can't tell anyone about it because they'll know that they'll think that you've got
$3 million, gold bars,
porno.
Courier.
Yeah. Gold bars, courier, 18 grand, porno, grandma, me more, lonely. 18 grand porno.
I feel like you could have sex with a bunch of top flight escorts for $18,000.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, I agree. What? How? So, like, did she have
pornography for?
I guess my question is, did she have $3 million in liquid cash ready to go to get the gold bars, or are there intermediate steps where she was able to use institutions of finance to get the cash together to get $3 million in gold? Is this 68-year-old lady in Upper Milford Township sitting on a $3 million nest?
She's well, sitting on a monster.
That's why her grandkids don't speak to her. They don't take her out.
Yeah. She's miserly. Yeah.
If somebody said to me, hey, here's $20,000 or whatever, I need you to procure a gold bar.
Yeah.
I absolutely do not
yeah,
think
I'm
I could
out of my depth.
That.
I don't know where to get that.
Oh, no, I think do the those guys at the mall. Oh, no, that's cash for gold, not gold for cash.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I don't
Shit.
Know.
You're One meant way. To be turning in your pre-existing gold.
Yeah.
And they'll say to you, actually, this is mostly not gold.
You could probably go up to one of those people at the mall and say, do you know anyone who does the exact opposite of what you
yeah.
do?
Yeah.
Gold for cash. Like, where does your gold go? And I can go talk to those guys.
Yeah.
Is there a yang to your yin that you are aware of?
Wait, no, this is so easy. You stand one step in front.
Yeah.
Of the cash
hey,
for gold.
Hey, buy their gold. Gold. You buy their gold. You make your own gold bars.
Yeah, because why don't we just do a trade on the side?
Yeah. You know what
I've
these
got
guys
cash,
charge a fee.
You've got gold. And wouldn't it look, this is just going, we don't need a market for this. We can go back to bartering.
Yeah.
We can go back to bartering. I'll give you gold.
I think we actually
about to arrive at a gold for gold situation.
It's like we used to be.
We're exchanging currency for commodities.
I've got something you need. Why get a mark? Why get currency involved? I've got cash. You've got gold. Let's just swap.
This is incredible. I just went into this McDonald's and bartered. There's money that I have for a hamburger.
Money they had nuggets. Six of them with ketchup?
Barter economy.
This is what the John Wick films got right, is that it feels really, really good to give somebody a big gold coin.
Big gold
services.
Coin, yeah.
I think we should force everywhere to accept gold. Like, you shouldn't have to provide change in gold, but based
currency
on the currency
these days, are just it's just too damn fungible.
Yeah, and plus the banks are running out of money.
Slightly fungible, mm-hmm. yeah. Plus...
Get it would be really, there. It would be very hard to give change in gold, wouldn't it?
Yeah. I think you just have to like, you have to accept gold as payment. If it's under, you obviously say no. And if it's over, you go, look, I can't.
You just chip a little bit off, I think.
I can't give you change, pal.
Yeah, or melt it down or whatever.
Yeah. I'm just going to go to my forge real quick.
I'll just pop out to the forge. I'll get you your change. Just pop out to the forge for a second.
Might be 6 hours or so. It's got to heat up.
Do you guys
out the back, and someone comes back with a small handful of molten gold for you.
I forgot to quench.
Take it quick.
Do you guys remember there were those protests that people were doing sometime in the last like year or whatever? They were like, as a protest about the one world government taking away paper currency, they were like going to ATMs and like mass withdrawing money.
Yeah, taking all their money out.
Did that work? Did the banks run out of money? Which is weird.
I'm proving some kind of point.
Yeah.
I thought fiat currency was the problem.
Well, yeah, but.
And there's that Illuminati pyramid.
But that's better than,
like
ones and zeros, unless it's cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Our money's just got like some old guys, old gals on it. You know?
Yeah. Name them. No. Yeah. Who are the people on our notes?
I'm getting it put into Iraqi dinar. We're going to work this out.
So you know the people on the notes. Who's on the five?
Edith, someone.
Is she the woman that started the textile mills or something? She made clothes or some shit?
And now I'm out of my depth.
Okay. 100 is a banjo, right? That's still Banjo Patterson?
That's Banjo Patterson.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then, of course, all the rest.
And the rest.
All of our
we
other
We got that
famous.
Beautiful lobster on the 20. And that wonderful pineapple on the 50, which I believe is the big pineapple at Dampore.
We should just put a pineapple on it.
Put a pineapple on it. Oh, my God.
Some old guy's face or a pineapple, you know?
Listen up, Albo. Everyone fucking hates you because you fucking suck. Put an actual, literal lobster on the $20 note. Not going to forgive you for a lot of the stuff, but I will, you know, you'll go up a little bit in my estimation.
Banjo Patterson's on the 10.
Fuck, then who's the guy on the 100?
Oh, it is too. He's on the 10. I haven't seen $100
Dame
Nelly in a
Melba
long time.
On the $100 bill.
Mm. That can't be right. I don't think that's true.
No, surely not.
I can probably better name the presidents on US currency that I can.
Yeah, honestly.
And that says something sick about
that's
our
disgusting.
Society and how John stupid
Monash
podcasters are.
The $100 bill? Oh, so the $100 bill is John Monash on one side, Dame Nelly Melba on the other, apparently.
No, that's not right. We can't. Why do we have. That sucks. Right?
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
She's no good.
And you know what? Let's pulp them all and put the weird-looking old king on it.
Oh, God, please tell me.
I can't tell if he's doing a bit.
His
face
is completely fucking inscrutable.
Is he doing a bit?
Are they two people? Are they two different people?
I can't tell if he's... Is he serious?
I think he's...
Is who two people? Who's he saying this?
I don't know. I don't know shit about it. I don't want to know anything about
it. The person on the other side. You're talking about the character created by Barry Humphries.
Barry Humphries,
yeah.
Yeah,
Dame
Edna. Barry Humphries, yeah. What's her one?
No, not the same.
And who's on the 100 bill?
On May 13th, 25-year-old Dharmakuma Sunaria of Scranton arrived at the victim's home acting as a courier and was given two gold bars valued at more than $215,400, according to investigators.
Yeah, here's the one I want you to carry and a little something for yourself. Here's a tip. I don't have change. Do you have change?
Detectives stated that the loss to the victim is over $3 million. Sunaria has been charged with theft by unlawful taking. Stupid name. Receiving stolen property, theft by deception, and other related offenses.
If only we had a shorter word for theft by unlawful taking.
Yeah.
How did we go from
steal?
How much gold? $30,000 gold bullion to
At first, he only gave her. She only gave him two gold bars. So $215,000.
$1,000.
Yep. And then over time, continued to give him more.
More gold. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's like, hey, got any more gold we need to keep safe? It's very important that we keep taking that gold.
Wouldn't it be kind of weird if the same guy kept rocking up to your house and was like, I'm the gold courier?
Yeah.
Gold, please. Pretty good scam, though.
Oh, you can buy gold. I just Googled where to buy gold, Brisbane.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Holy shit.
Like you this
is imperial bullion at Chermside.
There's two sides to this market.
Crazy.
Yeah, they made it seem impossible. Is it worth the price of gold only ever goes up, right? We should all have our money in gold instead of putting it in with the banks, right?
Surely it's going down at some point.
We should all get gold.
Yeah, but don't all take your money out at once.
No, because the banks are running out of money. So you should get in first before everybody else tries to get their money out.
I mean, we'll already be in first because...
We've got the time it takes me to edit this
yet.
To go and get all our money out of the banks.
We'll have our money out.
Okay, you can go to
ABC Bullion.
ABCBullion.com.au And you can get yourself 1 kilo of ABC and a 1 kilo ABC gold cast bar for only $169,529.
Okay. Wait, so this lady had like 20 kilos of gold?
I guess depends what sort of price she's getting.
That's true. She might have
she's got a good guy.
She might have got cheap gold. She might have got some of that stuff that had like the Nazi crest on there. Some of that secret Nazi gold probably goes for cheap. Although it's America, it's probably more expensive. They probably want that on purpose.
Yes, that's tariffs, right. Tariffs, I bet. Get
America, 3 Ks. Spell it correct.
Yes.
Hey, this was definitely an episode of the podcast, Bunta Vista. Thank you so much for joining us. I'd just like to issue a correction to something I said earlier. The update to an old news story was not to the bonus episode because this is a bonus episode. It was an update to the free episode that we just put out.
You liar. You fucking liar.
I know, I'm so fucking stupid.
I don't think you're stupid. I think you're deliberately deceitful.
I think you, yeah. I think you're deceptive.
Oh, I am a serpent. Yeah. I'm crawling on my belly in the dirt. Thank you for listening.
Every time I see you.
If you want more of these, we do. This is a bonus episode. Why can I not fucking hold this in my head at all? Mm-hmm. I'm all discombobulated.
They've already got more.
Yeah. If you want more.
Too bad.
Yeah. You just kind of have to ingratiate yourselves into our lives.
If you want more, listen to Savant Garde.
Yeah, that is another way.
Yes.
Give a $200,000 gold bar to the courier who will be arriving at your door.
Yes.
And we'll do like one more episode of the podcast.
We'll do one more.
It's
no problem. Just for you. Yeah. All yours.
Just for you. Well,
Ben, what was the country? Bulgaria? Was that what we were trying to identify?
Bulgaria. Yeah.
Little update for you here. Looking at our all-time metrics on SoundCloud, we've got listens from Turkey, Greece, and then above there, we've got listeners in Romania, Serbia, Hungary. No Bulgaria.
Bulgarians.
No Bulgaria. That patch is grey.
Shout out to our Serbian listeners.
Yeah. You guys were correct.
You guys should have the whole lot. You guys should just have the Balkans, I think.
Don't know. Not sure. No, don't know.
Let's not go that far. Czech Republic, Poland, Belarus.
We have quite a few Polish listeners for some fucking reason. And we love Ukrainians. Them all. Yeah.
Ukrainians.
We got a couple of Ukrainians. Some Ukrainian listeners, thanks to one of our Polish listeners. Mm-hmm. Who was housing refugees in his home.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah, was playing the podcast for them, which I think is technically a war crime.
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you very soon. Goodbye.
Bye. Bye-bye.